back to it.
He said in the meantime, he had called the governor. No, what he did, he called me back. Said he had talked to the governor. Governor said he didn't want to violence. He was going to do everything he could. He's looking forward to coming up here next week. He's looking forward to getting an agenda from you on what we told him. Said you sent an agenda back to him all right. So that we worked out. He wanted to come next week, talk to him. And he didn't want to violence.
We didn't do so well. Have you seen the ticker?
No.
Well, Mr. Passman stormed out and announced to the press that he was...
I heard that. Said he wasn't a prostitute.
Yeah, he wasn't a prostitute.
I disagree with him.
Yes, I do. And he said, if you were so infallible, why didn't we elect you for life?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm for that. I don't believe anybody could hold this job for life. I don't know whether I'd go to November now. Passman said, if I was so infallible, I would have been elected for life.
But now, listen, this is not all roses. This is the beginning of the...
Of course it is. But I told him to get the list of all the Republicans voted for us last time and try to see if we can hold out and get all the Democrats voted against us and see if we can change something.
Yes, and if, you see, the point is that you haven't won this victory. We took a $200 million cut.
That's right.
And we by accident, we took a $229 million cut. We moved to reconsider, and we got that out of the way, and we had a lot of flare-ups and the rough edges.
Who stayed with you?
I'll tell you right now, old Natcher really did go to town.
He did.
He saved the day for us.
Well, that's wonderful. Yeah, did Montoya and his plant stand up?
Montoya and old Jack Flint, they stayed right in there.
And you and Gary and...
Gary.
And Johnny Rooney?
Johnny Rooney.
All right, that made you seven, didn't it?
Yeah, we had the seven.
And Connie?
And Connie. Don't overlook Connie.
No other Republican?
No other Republican.
But all right, Passman, and what Democrat we lose besides Passman? Any?
Well, of course, George Andrews.
George Andrews. Kidding. Why? Can't he ever go with us?
No.
Not be reelected in Alabama?
Yeah, not in Alabama. No.
Well, I salute you. You rolled him now. What do you... Will you have any problem with your full committee?
We may have, but...
Well, you look at...
He has denounced the president, denounced the majority of the committee, and in effect called us all prostitutes. This is a statement he made. It's going to help us a lot. It'll help solidify us on the House floor.
You better get in the morning. You better get on that committee of yours. No taking chances on
him. I've been on that committee for two or three days.
Well,
I've got only one man I know of who's with us going to be absent, and that's Joe Evans of Tennessee.
Well, when does the vote come?
Well, the vote comes on Thursday morning.
Can't you make him stay there?
Well,
can you vote proxies in your committee?
Well, we don't have proxies, but... We're going to count every nose. You see, I've got the subcommittee chairman, including Jamie Whitten, working with me.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to count every nose, and we're going to be okay. I know the reason why.
God bless you. And then we'll get to work on the house, and I'll get with you, and we'll work on it.
Yes. Well, I tell you, I hated to have to call on you so much in this, but you pulled it out of the fire when you talked to Natcher. That's what did the trick.
You're mighty proud of you.
Thanks a lot.
Absolutely.